In addition to the U.S. Senate primary, some Boston voters will also be casting ballots tomorrow in a race to fill a state Senate seat formerly held by Congressman Lynch. The first Suffolk district is often referred to as the Southie seat. It was most recently held by Senator Jack Hart, who resigned earlier this year to join a Boston law firm. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the field of candidates.
Though it's called the Southie seat, the bulk of the district is not in South Boston. It includes Dorchester, Mattapan, and parts of Hyde Park, with large populations of African Americans, Cape Verdeans, and Spanish-speaking residents, as well as Haitian Americans and Irish Americans.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Good, honey.
Doing good.
State Representative Linda Dorsina-Forey dropping in on seniors at a huge apartment building in Dorchester. This is one group that doesn't have to be reminded that tomorrow is Election Day. Residents say they have been inundated by calls from candidates.
The big day is coming up,
it's
huh?
Here. You believe it?
Ladies, I need all your help.
Hey, listen. Who else do we know,
thank
huh?
You.
You better believe. I get the other calls and I said, I've made up my mind and it's not you. Thank you very much.
That's Jean Marino. On this day, Representative Dorsina-Forey is joined by former State Senator Paul White, who once represented this neighborhood.
This is a very, very important election. Our community for quite a while has not had someone from our midst representing us.
Dorsina-Forey, who is Haitian American, is married to the editor and publisher of the Dorchester Reporter, who is Irish American.
This is an amazing, real, diverse district. This is culturally, ethnically, and economically diverse. There's been amazing support from all those different groups.
At the State House, Dorsina-Forey shares the same office suite with the man she's facing in tomorrow's special election, Representative Nick Collins of South Boston.
Go, Nick!
How are you doing?
The youngest of the candidates in the race, Collins draws enthusiastic support in his home neighborhood of Southie. Supporters gathering to hold signs like this group in Perkins Square Saturday are part of a typical campaign day.
Actually, the day kind of mirrors the campaign. It started today, as I said, in Elm Village in Dorchester and Savin Hill. We're here in South Boston, going down to Fort Point next, and then finishing up this afternoon with a house party in Mattapan.
Collins, who says he cut his teeth working for the Obama campaign in 2008, has drawn support from the likes of the Reverend Eugene Rivers of Dorchester and the head of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers in this special election.
The most urban district in the Commonwealth and definitely the most diverse. So I find myself kind of speaking in tongues when I get back at night. Cape Verdean, Spanish, Vietnamese community. There's a wide range of ethnic communities in this district.
Luckily, we start right at the 682 East 7th, 684.
So it's a family affair. I have everybody out canvassing for me.
Knocking on doors is a staple of every campaign. It's something new for Maureen Dayhill.
So I'm running for state senate. Obviously, the election is April 30th, and I'd love for you to at least consider me to for election.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I don't know if you already got this in the mail, but if
I did. I actually got
you
it.
Did. All right.
Dayhill, a lifelong resident of Southie, has never held political office. She's the woman behind the four-year-old blog "Caught in Southie." It's about South Boston residents.
Well, they always come back, like whether they enroll their children in South Boston youth soccer or they're out Castle Island having a hot dog out Sully's. They always eventually come back. People really like it, and it appeals to both, you know, lifelong residents and people who have moved away from South Boston that feel they want to feel reconnected with their hometown, as well as it appeals to the newer South Boston residents, and we have a huge influx of new Southie residents.
When she's out knocking on doors, it's hard for Dayhill not to run into someone she knows.
Hi, how are you? I'm Maureen. I know you.
She has been encouraged to run for political office before, but this mother of three says her children are older now, and this year the timing is right. She's being criticized as a potential spoiler, taking votes away from the two state representatives running for the seat.
You know, from what I hear, I'm a double spoiler. You know, not only am I splitting the Southie vote, but I'm now splitting, you know, the female vote too. So I think it kind of evens off the playing field maybe now that I'm a double spoiler. So, yeah, I'm not a spoiler.
Whoever wins tomorrow will face Joseph Uranek, the only Republican in the race, on May 28th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.